Let's look at it first. The theory is that we can adopt through the process of modeling, and we talk about modeling in the Master Practitioner Training, that we can adopt any excellent behavior in ourselves and others and utilize that excellent behavior to produce the kind of results we want to produce. The theory is that anything you can do, I can elicit it, and I can do it also through the process of modeling. You can find and model excellent behavior and install it in someone else. The Ring of Power is a useful way to actually install some sort of internal behavior or internal state with a person. In successful people, we often observe that they're generally in control of their state no matter what the external circumstances are, and that they have a most excellent way of staying in a positive, uptime, positive state. So the process is going to be essentially to anchor a number of positive states to an imagined circle on the floor. Imagine a ring of power in front of you as a circle that says here about 2 feet in diameter. Now remember a time when you were totally motivated. And when you're totally motivated, then step into the ring. When the state begins to subside, then step out of the ring. And we can add additional states that way. And it says here, of course, for additional states, just go ahead and look at page 47. So let's do this together. If you want to, this is kind of fun. And I think I can talk you through this. And if need be, and if the tape finishes up before we're done, then you can simply go ahead and add the additional states in that way. So let's do this together. If you would please stop. And why don't you go ahead and stand up? All right. Just go ahead and stand right up there and pick a place to stand where you've got a couple of feet in front of you. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine a ring of power in front of you. We're going to call it a ring of power as a circle about 2 feet in diameter right there in front of you. Got that? You could imagine it. What I do is when I do it, I imagine it glowing brightly like a flame, glowing brightly like a flame of fire in two-foot ring or circle right in front of me. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is remember a time when you were totally motivated. Go back to that time now. Remember a time when you were totally motivated. Remember a specific time. Go right back to that time, float down into your body and see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally motivated. And when you've got that, go ahead and step right into that ring of power. Step right into it. Okay, good. Now, when you feel the feeling of being totally motivated, when you feel the feeling subside, then make sure you step out of that circle just as soon as you feel that subside. Okay, the next state we're going to do is a time when you felt totally powerful. So can you remember a time, if you would please, remember a time when you felt totally powerful, totally powerful, totally powerful, and step right into that state, step in it, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel the feelings of being totally powerful. And when you got that, step right into your ring. Just go ahead and step right into the ring. Standing like you would stand if you were totally powerful. Breathing like you'd breathe if you were totally powerful. Good. Good, okay. And when it subsides, just go ahead and step right out of the ring. Step right out of the ring. That's good. Very good. Okay. Now, how about a time when you felt totally loved? How about a time when you felt totally loved? Yeah. Okay, just go ahead and step right into that ring. Just go ahead and step right into the ring of power. There you go. Feeling the feelings of being totally loved. Very good. And again, when the state subsides, step out of the ring. Good. Now, a time when you felt you could have whatever you wanted, a time when you could have it all, a time when you could have anything you wanted. That's right. Go back to that time now, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and really feel the feelings of being able to have it all, and go ahead and step into the ring. Good. When the state subsides, go ahead and step out of the ring. Now, how about a time when you felt really energetic, really when you had a ton of energy? You were just bursting with energy, you could feel energetic all over. Good. all over. Go back to that time, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and really feel the feelings of being totally energetic. And step right into your body. When you got that, just go ahead and step right into the ring. Good, good. When the subsides, step out of the ring. Good. Now, how about a time when you fell down laughing? How about a time when you fell down laughing? You got it? Okay. Just go ahead, whenever you got it, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel the feelings of totally falling down laughing, and step right into the ring. Okay, good. All right, good. Okay, I got to get out of that state. Okay, good. All right. Okay, welcome back. How about a time now when you felt totally confident? You felt totally confident. A time when you felt totally confident. All right, just go ahead and step right into the circle. Step right into the circle. A time when you felt totally confident. Go back to the time, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and really feel the feelings of being totally, totally confident. Good. Very good. Very good. Okay, now step out of the ring. Now what we're going to do is we're going to test this. So theoretically now we've got a series of states stacked right up. If you want to add some more states, you can stop the program right here. Just press pause and then go ahead and add the other states. And if you've done that, now just go ahead and step right into the ring of power and we're going to test it. Just go ahead and imagine the ring in front of you, 2 feet in diameter, and just go ahead and test it. Step right into it. Good. And when you're ready, just go ahead and step right back out. That's good. Now, the ring of power, actually, notice it on the floor in front of you. Now, what you can do is just take it and shrink it down and put it on one of your fingers. Just take it and shrink it right down and put it right on one of your fingers. And you can leave it there as an anchor, which you can access anytime in the future. All you have to do is simply take it off your finger, put it down on the ground, make it 2 feet in diameter once again, and step right into it. That's kind of fun, huh? So that's our ring of power, and that sort of concludes our section on anchoring. And this concludes the 9th program in our series, the Accelerated NLP Training Series. We'll do more on anchoring when you come to the practitioner training and join us. We're going to move into strategies next, so come back and join us for program number 10.